Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Ned Harris. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Colloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trux moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball towards left. Wakefield settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wakefield. Tresh scores. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the mound. Dietrich can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood pinch hits for Paul Richards. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malzberger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.